Now, last month, the Victorian government moved 15 youth detainees to the high-security Barwon prison following unrest at the Melbourne Youth Justice Centre in Parkville. But yesterday, the Victorian Supreme Court ruled that it was unlawful and in breach of human rights to keep the children at the adult facility and ordered that the children be moved out by 4 p.m. today. However, after a long legal debate, yesterday afternoon, the court concluded that there was, in fact, nowhere to put them. So what does it say about the juvenile justice system when it admits it's out of options? I'm joined on the phone by Claudia Fowney. She's, Fatoni, Executive Officer at the Fitzroy Legal Service to discuss yesterday's ruling and its implications to youth justice in general. Claudia, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, can you tell me a little bit, and tell our listeners as well, tell us a little bit about what this case was brought to the Supreme Court in the first place and what it's all about?
Yeah, look, I guess the case is challenged the legality of placing young people in an adult facility, adult jail. We contend that it's absolutely inappropriate for young people to be housed in that kind of facility. You've got the youth criminal justice system is predicated on the belief that young people should have options and should be given the opportunity to rehabilitate, mm-hmm. and hence why there's a separate jurisdiction, the Children's Court and the like, for young people when they come into contact with the criminal justice system. So our view and why we took action was that we absolutely don't believe it's appropriate for young people to be housed in an adult jail, let alone the most maximum security prison in Victoria.
Wow, most maximum. There you go. Now, as I said there in the intro, there was no choice but they had to keep them in the adult prison for now. Why did that happen? Are there not enough places to put them? Is there what's the circumstances around that?
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of debate in court yesterday about that. I mean, the government has been on notice. We issued this proceeding on the 2nd of December. There was always the possibility that the court would rule as it did, and we find it quite implausible that the state of Victoria, with all its resources, couldn't find space in an appropriate youth justice facility for these 15 young people. That was what the state contended, so they've basically been given a stay of a week, so the 28th of December we'll be back in court, where there'll be some further discussions, but essentially the state have a week to find appropriate housing for these young people.
Yeah, right. Now, what were the circumstances leading up to the young people being moved into the adult prison?
Yeah, look, there were some issues at Parkville and some behaviours that caused significant damage to the facility. So the government then decided to move young people from that facility into Barwon.
And it might be sort of just my simple brain, but can you not just put them back where they were? Is there too much damage to what they were? Or
yeah, look, the government's contended that the facility will, Parkville will require another 6 to 8 months before it's ready.
Oh, well, okay, so it's fairly significant repairs or that need to be done, is it?
Yeah, that's what the government certainly is contending.
Right. Now, while they're in the adult prison, are they being taken care of differently to other prisoners that are in there?
Yeah, look, I mean, the Grevillea unit is separate from other units within Barwon Prison, but it's still a maximum security prison. So, you know, the young people, when they're in a juvenile justice facility, have access to education. It was, up to 6 hours of education a day and other programs, access to family and visitors, and that is certainly very restricted in a maximum security facility like Barwon. So it's not set up to house and support young people,
mm-hmm.
And hence the experience of our clients and the other young people that are at Barwon is that it's extremely difficult. They have limited to no access to education, and for a lot of these people, that's their only access to education is while they've been in the youth justice facility. So it's not providing the right level of support for young people to try and enable them to, reach their potential and not have further contact with the criminal justice system.
Right. Now, there's an article in The Age today that is called the Victorian Justice System, and I quote here, a system in paralysis. Do you think that's a fair description?
Look, I think our view would be that yes, there should be, the state of Victoria should have options to appropriately house young people when they come into contact with the criminal justice system, and it shouldn't resort to a maximum security prison like Barwon. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, in your opinion, what needs to be done to fix the youth justice system?
Look, there's a range of measures that that the government can consider and that can be considered, and it's all about providing the right level of support to young people when they first come in contact with the criminal justice system, with police. There's some measures being put in place around diversion and encouraging young people away from those kind of activities. So we would contend that there are, you know, options other than housing young people in a maximum security adult prison.
Mm, very interesting. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
All right, thanks very much.
That was Claudia Fattone there. She's the executive officer at the Fitzroy Legal Service. Obviously, they're discussing yesterday's Supreme Court ruling about youth imprisonment in an adult prison and its implications for what it means for those young people there.